Welcome to Jesus Centric Life. I'm Donna. I'm here with Pastor Josh. And I got to say, it is the most beautiful fall day we could ask for as we're recording this.
And it's probably snowing as you're listening to this.
Yeah. So we wanted to give you just a little throwback to that beautiful autumn day that you were enjoying in the midst of now your winter.
Yep.
Because the reason I bring this up is we're going to do a deep dive today into when forgiveness is impossible. And forgiveness is a hard one.
Yeah.
I join those ranks of people that are, you know, how do I do it?
Yeah.
Why is it so hard? Why didn't God make this a little easier?
Yeah.
And so we want to unpack it and talk a little bit about it. And then we're going to come next week and hit it again because we didn't feel like we could really do it justice in one episode. So Pastor, I want you to just talk for a little bit about what is forgiveness. And it seems like as we lead groups, as we've done some trainings this fall, our leaders and members keep coming back to, hey, can we talk about forgiveness? Can we camp on this? Why is it one of the more harder, and I'm going to say spiritual, disciplines that we have?
Yeah. Well, I think that the challenge is this. I think forgiveness isn't natural. It's not natural to want to forgive. It's natural to want to have revenge or get even or make somebody feel the way that we're feeling. I think all of that is natural, that like, I'm going through this and so you should be suffering too. And so I think that's natural. That's natural. That's our natural sinful self. But the hard part about it is like Jesus is very clear on this. So the problem with forgiveness is Jesus is very clear on what we're supposed to do.
Okay.
He says, forgive. So like, yeah, this is Matthew, right?
Yeah. He says, forgive.
Yeah. And so
I have forgiven you.
Right.
But that is just hard.
Yeah.
That's why he's God and I'm not.
Right. And then there's Matthew 18, 21, 22. It says this, Peter comes up to him and says, Lord, how many times will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Seven times is pretty generous, right?
Yeah.
Like somebody does the same thing seven times, you forgive them. But Jesus' response is to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. And we have to understand when Jesus says 77 times, well, when Peter's saying seven times, that's a complete number, like a full number.
Right.
And so Jesus says 77 times, which is a doubly full number. And so what Jesus is basically saying is how many ever times it takes. Like he's not 77 times, like, well, I'll just say it this way. If you're counting every time you've forgiven somebody and you're making tally marks and you get up to 77, you're missing the point.
Like, I'm not saying that's true, but maybe.
Maybe, yeah, maybe you're doing that, yeah. Yeah, like if you're keeping notches on your bedpost, I forgave him this many times.
I forgave him here.
They got to 65, you only got, you know, 12 more. Right? Like, I don't know, if you're doing that, you're missing the point. Jesus is saying as many times as it takes. And so I think that's the challenge, is that we're asked to do something that's not natural, but then Jesus is pretty clear that we have to do it. This has to be a part of who we are, which right there is the challenge, right?
Right, because we are sinful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tough gig. You know, even I think back as you're talking, like Adam in the garden, you know, what happened? Eve blamed him, right? So we don't get into forgiveness there, but you got to wonder, did he have to go through this whole process of, I forgive you? Mm-hmm. But man, that really ticked me off when you blame me for this whole mess that you got us into, right?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes we want to put our eyes on the other person or how other people have been unable to forgive. And we want to make those excuses. And I like what you're saying. It's just not natural.
Yeah. And I think we just have to acknowledge that and mourn that and say that this is hard. But at the same time, like, if we're going to follow Jesus, if I'm going to take up my cross, then like, forgiving is what it's doing, not the easy thing, but the hard thing, because that's kind of what we do as Christians. Like Christianity isn't this, everything is easy and I base what's good on based on what's easy. Like that's not Christianity. That's actually very culture, mm-hmm. countercultural to Christianity. Christianity's take up your cross and follow me.
Right.
It is, yeah. And Jesus says this. He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. But my yoke is easy and my burden is light doesn't mean we don't do hard things. It means that we're at peace with him, not in ourselves. Like, that's what he's inviting us into when he says that. Not that we're going to evaluate what's good based on what's easy or what's natural. And I think that's right. a challenge in forgiveness. It just doesn't feel right to forgive this person. I think that's generally our biggest reason. It just doesn't feel right to forgive this person.
Yeah, I think for me, and we'll talk more about this yeah. next week, but I think for me, I'm a very justice person. Mm. Like, yeah. right is right, wrong is wrong, black mm-hmm. is black, white is white. You yeah. know, that's the way it is. Yeah. And I feel like when we hold on to unforgiveness, when I do, I'm wanting reciprocation. Mm. I want something.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to hurt a little bit yeah. or I want you yeah. to be remorseful.
Yep.
You want forgiveness for the sake of forgiveness, or God's calling us just to forgive. Yeah. Well, where's the balance?
Right.
Can they just feel bad a little bit, or can yeah. they just hurt a little bit?
Yeah. And by not forgiving them, does that help them feel bad? Right. Like,
right.
cause once I forgive, I'm kind of maybe giving up control of it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which is why, I mean, we can go to, maybe we're ready, like, to Romans 12:19, like, the complication in there is, beloved, never avenge yourself. But leave it to the wrath of God, for as it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And so, like, I think, like, part of forgiveness is trusting judgment and vengeance to God, right? Mm. At some level.
Yeah.
Because if we're hanging on to it because they need to feel pain, or they need to feel what I am feeling, or they need to know how much this hurts me, or whatever it is, then what are we're kind of taking the place of God, aren't we? I mean, do you agree?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it's hard. It's challenging. Hmm. What, as we're talking, as when we were preparing for this, I showed you a couple of videos and I couldn't find the one I was looking for. It was a few years ago. And there was a gentleman and he took the stand. It was during the sentencing part. And I can't remember what it was, but the gentleman looked at the plaintiff, the person that was found guilty, mm-hmm. and he said, I forgive you. Like, he used all of his time. Yeah. But what was interesting is, as I was trying to find that specific one, we found others.
Yeah.
Other videos of people who just, with hands open, hearts open, just looked at this person that had hurt them.
Yeah.
And said, I forgive you. And one gentleman you and I watched was like, I forgive you, and all I want is for you to know Jesus.
Yeah.
That's all I want right. for you. And I, like, had tears in my yeah. eyes. Like I have not lost someone to the death at the hands of somebody else. Mm. I couldn't even imagine being able to forgive that person. We saw it during the Charlie Kirk Memorial. Yeah. When his wife stood up and she was speaking, and so eloquently mm-hmm. and through her pain. And at one point she looks and she says, I forgive you. And I'm a strong person and I've had to work through my own issues yeah. of forgiveness, but that one, I'm just not sure,
mm.
Pastor. That's a really hard one. And what was interesting is she didn't go through the steps of forgiveness. She didn't go how. She didn't say, oh, I'm at the other side of forgiveness.
Yeah.
She just, it was almost like, hey, but I'm taking this first step and I'm acknowledging I forgive you.
Yeah. And I think, like, we were talking, and I think this is probably for this podcast and not the next one, but like, there's a difference from saying it and experiencing the full results of that forgiveness. Like, I think, like, in the moment, like, we can say, and I think we should say that we forgive someone.
Correct.
But I don't know where she's at, so I won't hypothesize, but I think a lot of times we think, like, we say it and then it's done and we have totally moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Or we feel like we've, you know, forgiven, but the people I've walked with that have forgiven, and you can talk about that a little if you want to, but like that you forgive something big and the first thing you do is you say it, but then you walk through kind of levels of that forgiveness and how that is internally. But I think that first step of saying, I forgive you, and maybe it's just, I forgive you because I know this is the right thing to do. I forgive you, but God help me because I'm not sure that I can. But I think saying it out loud is an important first step. And if you say it out loud, and if the person hears it or not is irrelevant,
yeah,
but saying it out loud, I forgive this person because God says to do it, I think is the right first step, whether or not you totally have moved on or recovered or healed or totally forgiven for everything.
Yeah.
Like my guess is most people that say they have forgiven someone who killed a loved one, they say it, and then the next day they have some anger over it. They're still a little mad. I can't forgive you today.
Right.
Or I can't forgive you for all of it today. My guess is there's a back and forth in that for most people.
Right. Yeah. And you mix in the stages of grief with that, right? Because usually if you're in a place of forgiveness, you're also working through some sort of loss, grief of
yeah.
friendship, grief of a marriage, grief of whatever it is, death. And so you've got those stages spinning because
yeah.
they do. They don't go
yeah.
sequential. You kind of
yeah.
bounce through them a little bit. And then you've also got this whole piece of forgiveness
mm-hmm.
that's, it's a challenge. It's hard. And I personally feel, I would love to say forgiveness is a one and done. Like, oh, hey, Pastor, I forgive you.
Yeah.
And we're good.
Yeah.
And it's all over. And I think it's a lot of little bites until you can get to the other side.
Yeah.
And I don't think I understood that until I went through my divorce because I thought, oh, I just gotta swallow this whole big bite
yeah.
of forgiveness
yeah.
and let go of it all.
Yeah.
And my steps were learning I can forgive this and now I've got to forgive this because the relationship is very complicated.
Yep.
Situations.
Yeah.
What she went through, what Charlie Kirk's wife went through is
yep.
very complicated.
Yep.
Somebody she didn't even know that took
right.
the life of her husband.
Yep.
And
yeah.
and how I've still got to work through that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think even like the stages of grief are a great way to think about that too. And I think that brings in another level of it that I don't know that I ever thought about, but like, so like to forgive in denial, that's the first step, is different to forgive than when you're angry.
Right.
Right. Like is different to forgive when you're in the bargaining stage, which will, and then go to depression, like that you can forgive that they did this and I'm angry at you, but
right.
then to forgive you for the now depression I'm in because you did this, like that's a different level of forgiveness.
Right.
That's a different, and then, you know, to accept it and to forgive you that this is my new lot in life, right?
Right.
And all of those, I think that's important to understand that as a human being, we have these thoughts and feelings about how somebody affected us. And so there has to be a different, as I learn and grow and process what happened, I have to understand how to forgive in this new stage I'm in.
Right. And for me, as I was walking through that, there was also this funky piece of other people were also hurt and they were trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So not only am I grieving, but I remember there was a friend of Brian's of mine and he came up to me. Josh had come back to help me move into the house I'm currently in. And he couldn't talk to Josh. He was really hurt. So he walked over to me. He goes, I'm just so hurt. And I looked at him and God just gave the right words. I said, me too.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I just can't forgive. And I said, yeah, me too. And he goes, I just don't know what to do. And I went, yeah, me too. and there's the reality that sometimes we don't, and I
yeah.
can't really help you right now because I'm
yeah.
trying to figure it out, but that we can stand together and go, yeah, this is hard, but we still have to walk it and
yeah.
we still have to get there and we still have to take another bite.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's some healthy way in saying I can forgive for this part of it, but I'm not, I'm not sure I'm here yet.
Right.
And God softened my heart. God helped me. Because I think whenever someone does something that hurts us deeply, there's always layers to that. There's always different parts of that. There's the, you know, I'm mad that the marriage ended, but I'm also mad now that you're hurting this other person, right? And I have to deal with him. He's not going to you, and I'm mad in my grief. I have to deal with him.
Right.
And so like that's a different
right.
That's a different layer, I think.
Yeah. I've had students who have come back to peace and they're like, "Where's Brian? How are you guys doing?" And I'm like, "Ugh." And then you have to relive it all over again. And so, you know, we're not married anymore. And then I get in my car and I'm like, "I'm so mad at you."
Yeah.
Like, this isn't the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah, you did this and
correct. But I also think, now I can say this 7-8 years past my divorce, right? I can say I get in my car and I'm a little frustrated, but then I understand it's all a part of it. Like, it's another piece.
Yeah.
It's another step forward.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about that. But
yeah,
it is not a one and done. It is a journey. I believe God knew that. I think when he challenges us to forgive, he knew it's a spiritual issue. Mm. It's an emotional issue. It's a physical issue. There's a lot of ways that unforgiveness can really manifest and hurt somebody.
Yeah. And I think so, like Jesus says, and I think this is helpful, and I think this is maybe a good first step. So Jesus, right, he's on the cross. He's being crucified. You know, people are, and I think when we think about, I think sometimes we see cross as this beautiful image, but it's, you know, it's a torture device, right? Like that's what the cross is. And so like, we have to understand that Jesus is being tortured, and in the midst of him being tortured, he says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I think anyone who's ever done anything to you probably doesn't understand how much it's going to hurt you and affect you.
Right.
And I think that's something we have to slow down and be able to process, that although what happened was wrong and bad and evil and wicked and all those things, the person probably didn't mean to harm you in the deep way that they did. And so I think like that gives us that posture of Jesus too. And that's really hard, but isn't that the way of Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Like to even the people that are doing something to us, we're more concerned about themselves than our other. Jesus taught us to love our enemies, right?
Yeah.
And it's really easy to sit and say this in theory, mm-hmm. but like, isn't the way of Jesus to love our enemies more than ourselves? Like,
yeah. What's interesting to me is I'm not sure I've ever connected all the pieces. So I would have thrown down when they said, crucify him. I would have been like, are you kidding me? Like, we hear that whole, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." And I want to make it pretty. Like, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. I want to erase the pain, the agony, the brutality, the embarrassment, the public shame.
Yep.
And I would have thrown down on step one, and Jesus had to go to the cross for us. He had to do this. And then after all of this, he goes, "Forgive them."
Yeah.
With his last breath. Right.
Right. He's like, the way I think about it is he has to pull up on the nails, like to be able to get enough air in his lungs. Yeah. To get enough air in his lungs to say those words. Like, those words caused him pain.
Right.
And he's painfully praying for them. Right.
Yeah. And these are like, he can say anything right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you guys messed. You picked the wrong guy, right?
Yeah.
But he had to do that. Yeah. He had to go to the cross and he had to forgive them.
Yeah.
And he did that. You're right. With that last breath. And I think I want to make that like, forgive them for they don't know not what they do.
Yeah.
And I want to hold on to my whatever
it is. See like soft, gentle Jesus sitting on a chair saying this.
Yeah, like
not,
our plush one that the kids hug, right? Oh, nice Jesus. But the truth is, he's not asking something from us that he hasn't already experienced a hundredfold, right? Like, wow.
Yeah, and I think that's part of why we forgive is because he asked us to. And because the way of Jesus is to care more about our enemy than ourselves, and that's a hard pill to swallow, and it's not fair, it's not right, it's all those things, but yet
it's not natural.
It's not natural, but it's the crazy way of Jesus to do the impossible. And again, the only reason why we can do that is to reflect upon the cross, and Jesus has forgiven me big things. And because he's forgiven me big things, then I get to do that. And then we can play the game. Well, their sins are way worse than mine, right? But to do that is to live in comparison. And and Jesus tells us that we're all sinners and we've all fallen short and we're all called to forgive. And so I think I guess when forgiveness feels impossible, I guess two things maybe. First would be, what part of it can you forgive? I think that's because if you can forgive a little, then you're on the way. And so is there a little thing you can forgive today?
A little bite.
A little bite, like just one piece of it, one piece of your anger, one piece of what they did, which is one piece, because that's something. And the next thing, you know, and this is simpler but yet more complicated, like, how do we slow down in the midst of our forgiveness and maybe stop trying to forgive and instead take some time to just reflect upon what Jesus has forgiven me for? Because the softening of your heart isn't going to come from you saying, oh, I got to have a softer heart, right? The softening of your heart is going to come from focusing on what Jesus did for you, how he forgave you.
Right. And I want to add to that, a lot of times in whatever situation you want retribution, or you want the person to feel it, right? Or not forgive them until they deserve it. There's something in that situation that you need to own. I had to look back and in that season, I had to look at, okay, what do I need to own? And that's hard. I learned that through Pastor Hiller. We had mediation, reconciliation, Christian reconciliation. Dave Schlachter, who's a long time ago with us, and he led a process with our staff. And I remember there was a situation with a parent. Dave taught us all this, but putting it into practice, Pastor Hiller and the parent and I had to sit down and talk. And Pastor Hiller goes, now when we sit down to talk, I want you to start it out. And I want you to ask forgiveness for something. And I was like, what? And he goes, I need you to find the piece where you were wrong in this. And that's how I want you to start it. And it's everything that Dave taught us. But it's one thing to be taught, and it's a whole nother when you're putting it into practice. And I remember thinking, are you kidding me? Because I'm not wrong here. And after I had to take some time away, and not like away, but I stepped away, prayed about it, thought it through, and there was some pieces that I needed to own. And when I came with that, like, I'm going to ask you to forgive these pieces, I didn't do that the best. And I apologize to you. And I wasn't seeking anything. It wasn't like, do it and then everything's going to be cool. But there is a way that the Holy Spirit works when you are able to look at your own stuff and be able to give that to God. And let him do with it what he needs to.
I think, like, we can always, I think asking for forgiveness is incredibly disarming to the people around us. And I think doing that is of great value, and doing that in our own self-reflection. I think when we realize that we're not perfect either, it allows us to have a little more grace for the people around us. And it softens our heart.
Yeah, because we are imperfect people living in an imperfect world.
Yep.
But yay when we get to go home to heaven, because it's going to be a whole new day, right?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today on this topic of forgiveness. We look forward to continuing our conversation next week and hope that you can join us. Have a great day.